Welcome to North Logan Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, January 8th. Glad to see you all here. Glad to see you all here too. It's been a while. Hope everybody had a good holiday and we're ready to go. We'll begin tonight with a pledge by Deidre and a prayer by Gavin.
Dear Father in Heaven, we are grateful for this evening. We get to meet at the Planning Commission and City Council tonight. We ask that Thou wilt bless us to make wise choices, to consider all of the needs and rights of citizens that are applicable. We give Thee gratitude for this beautiful city and valley that we live in, for the peace and prosperity that we have. We are grateful for this meeting. This we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Gavin and Deidre. Before we need to adopt the agenda, we'd like to make one switch. We'd like to move the staff business up under opening business. Okay, Deidre made a motion to move that. Any second? Okay, we second it. So all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we'll put staff business right up under agenda. Okay, and now we also need a motion to accept the agenda for the meeting tonight.
So moved.
Gavin moved. Deidre seconded. Everyone, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. We will accept the agenda. Let us approve the minutes before we go to staff meeting, all right? Hopefully everybody read the minutes. I have the minutes of October 23rd. And those were the only ones I could find, am I right?
That was our last meeting, yep.
Hopefully you've all had a chance to go over them and we need a motion to accept those minutes or all right, Teresa, motion.
Second.
Kevin seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great, thank you. Minutes have been approved. All right, let's move over to the staff business. Scott?
Yeah, one of the items on the opening business agenda, we wanted to take a minute to formally recognize former Planning Commissioner Heather Erickson. Heather finished her term on the commission, so she served 3 years in that position, and we appreciate her time with us. We do have a plaque for her, and we'll likely deliver that to her sometime this week. We just wanted to formally recognize her, appreciate her for her time and efforts on the commission and the public service that she provided. Her tenure was, you know, over the general plan and the code amendment, so she definitely put in quite a bit of effort through that term. So we appreciate her, and she's off to other adventures, so we wish her well.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. A couple other things under staff business and discussions. One of the discussions with the City Council last night with regards to their committee assignments was that of what we call the Development Review Committee. That's an administrative body essentially made up of the Planning and Zoning Administrator, our Public Works Director, our City Administrator, our Utilities Director, our City Engineer, and that group meets, you know, usually once a week to review development projects internally. And one of the things that comes up quite frequently with, you know, different development proposals is folks who just want to test their proposal without going too far into the engineering and design, you know, world before they are able to come to the city for an informal discussion. And what we like to do oftentimes is if there's a rezone or a larger project, sometimes we like to put together what we call a temperature gauge meeting, where we you know, have two planning commissioners, two city council members and staffers, and we have an informal discussion. No quorum, no action, but it's an opportunity for a developer or for a property owner to just bounce some ideas to say, hey, how does this fit within the city's goals? Is this something worth pursuing? And as that body, they can provide some feedback to that individual. And what we'd like to try to do is set up a standing meeting once a month as a placeholder on schedules. So if something comes through the door, we can go ahead and hold that discussion without trying to coordinate schedules too much. It can be a bit of a challenge. You know, there's probably 8 to 10 schedules trying to line up those meetings on the calendar, but we have a couple of city council members who will be volunteering to fill in those primary slots. If they're not available, somebody can step in. We wanted to bring this idea to the Planning Commission and see if anybody would be open to serving in that capacity as a first point of contact. If you're not available, we can then ask the next person if they'd like to. Initially, we would like to look at the first Tuesday lunch meeting around noon, 11 noon, 1. Is there anybody who on the Planning Commission thinks that would be something they would like to volunteer for? Order? Okay. If that might be difficult as an afternoon meeting, we can also do it in the evenings. We're kind of gauging what the availability may be. So if you're interested, but maybe there's another time that would work better for you, let me know. And we'll get a meeting on the calendar. We'll have it just a tentative meeting. And then as you know, an applicant may wish, we'll go ahead and make that a formal discussion. But for now, we'll plan on Porter for that Tuesday slot. If we need to grab others, we can.
Sounds good.
So we can have up to 2 planning commissioners without a quorum. So we can't have more than 2 unless we were to notice it as a public meeting. But it's up to you guys. If you have time availability, that's a slot that we thought would work well because we have some staffers that could join in that discussion, you know, and they're available. But an early evening meeting can also be explored if that's better.
I can be an alternate.
Yeah, I'll back.
I can't do Tuesday evenings, but I can do days.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great. I think that would be really helpful just to kind of have that very first approach for folks who just want to test the waters. So we'll make that a little bit more formalized. We'll get a calendar invite sent out, and we'll see how that works as we go forward. Okay?
Great.
Okay, that's the only staff business and or discussion I have. Any follow-up items from previous meetings? Our last meeting was October 23rd, and there was a recommendation during that meeting for the text amendments, the big code work that we had done through 2025. That positive recommendation went to council in November, and the city council did approve those text amendments. So our city recorder is in the process of codifying those into the online code. So they are active, they are adopted, and we're working on getting them digitized. So that's the only follow-up, and our work session tonight will follow up on that discussion. So we'll keep moving forward.
Thank you, Scott. Okay. Hold commission elections for 2026 chair and vice chair positions. I tried to give it up. Go ahead.
I think things are going fine, so I'd make a motion that Dan Anderson keeps chair and Gavin Kennedy's vice.
It's been moved. Any second?
I second that.
Porter seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Danny opposed? Look at me. Nay. Okay, great. That's done. Review the anticipated Planning Commission meeting schedule for 2026.
No, we did share this just prior to the holidays, but the city council did review this. Again, this is a tentative schedule. Things are always subject to change, but I think it's beneficial for everybody to kind of look at this as we're starting a new year. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces, and so what we try to do is we try to cast out, you know, some of these known conflicts, some of the primary conferences that we attend as local officials and as elected and appointed leaders. And so we put in here, you know, the known conflicts, and then we try to work around our traditional meeting schedule, which is the first and third weeks, city council meeting on Wednesdays, planning commission on Thursdays. And so you'll see that we've made a couple of adjustments where it doesn't quite make sense. For example, January, we're on the 8th, and technically the first Thursday was the 1st, which obviously was a holiday. So you know, holidays sometimes, you know, cause some adjustments to work around those. But one of the adjustments in this year's schedule you'll see for Planning Commission is the second meeting in the month, we have it more of a tentative holding date. This year, where we're not working on the general plan, we're not working on major code adjustments, I think that our cadence of meetings will likely slow a little bit. we do anticipate now that those efforts are done that we will have quite a few zoning requests and some other points of consideration that will come through the door. But likely we can address those with a single meeting in the month and then hold that second slot as a potential if need be. If there's time pressing items, and then we'll go ahead and hold that meeting. But regular meetings first Thursday of the month, unless there's a conflict with a holiday or otherwise. So this schedule, it's helpful. Trying to look for days where you're looking to take a vacation or whatnot, you'll know. But we'll obviously update each agenda as we move forward with any adjustments that there may be. But wanted to just get this in front of the commission. And you can access this through the commission folder online. Do you guys have any questions about this?
Okay. I like the idea of
it's helpful.
An alternate meeting. Yeah.
Yep.
I think we're good. Okay. Follow-up issues from previous meetings.
Yeah, sorry, I jumped the gun on that. But yeah, the only item was just our October 23rd agenda.
Yeah. All right. Consent items. We can move on to item number one. The CUP permit review and action regarding request for the conditional use permit to operate short-term rental at 2876 North 150 East. Scott, you want to, hopefully everybody's read that. Scott, do you want to tell us?
Yeah. So again, as this is a consent item, fairly consistent with our code, the staff report reviews the project, provides any recommendations, conditions. This pretty standard, and there are no conditions that are recommended above what is normally recommended for this type of a conditional use permit. So unless there's questions or additional discussions, the consent item can be moved with a single motion. As a recommendation, however, you'll want to make sure to adopt the staff report and findings of the conditions.
Gavin.
I move that we approve the consent agenda incorporating the staff report with its conditions and findings.
Second. Deidre moved in second that we approve the consent items. All in favor? Oh. According to the staff recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great.
It's nice to have one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice. All right. We can adjourn to our Planning Commission City Council work session. I forgot to welcome our mayor and City Council people here with us. We're so happy to have you here, people. So I think we need a motion to adjourn. Do we need that so we don't have to do that again? Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn to our planning meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?